This is Sunday morning, October 7, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner. And I want to talk to you about this is back in December 21st, 2017. President Trump issued an executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Well, I was sitting and praying, I believe it was Monday morning, and the Lord said, don't forget the children. This is the reason for this executive order, is the human trafficking and the abuse, sexual abuse and ritual sacrifice abuse of children. Of these big organizations trafficking children through these adoption agencies, trafficking children, selling them to these elites that use them for ritual sacrifice and pedophilia and all of these things. So the Lord said, don't forget the children. This is what it's all about. This is what our president, this is in the forefront of his mind, was the children, to rescue the children. So I've been trying to make it a concentrated effort every day. Angels, rescue the children. Make sure these soldiers get to the places where these children are and they uncover these children, they protect the children. So, and that's what this thing, I don't know how many pages it is. Let's say this is 25 pages, this executive order. But what it does is these people that are doing these things, they have the right to go in and seize all their property, all their money, their lands, their businesses, whatever. This basically put us into, which since 9/11, we've really been more in, it's not really martial law. I'm not quite sure. I know Justice Kavanaugh talked about it when they were hit. Lindsey Graham was asking him questions about it, that since 9/11 and the terrorist attack, we kind of went into the war on terrorism. So we've been under wartime. Maybe it's maritime law or whatever since that time. So it makes it legal. And this is why the fury was leashed against Kavanaugh, is when Lindsey Graham had this conversation with him, Justice Kavanaugh talked about the difference between criminal law and military law and how these people, because of what they've done, they are now subject to be arrested and tried in a military tribunal, and even as treason, even maybe face death. And it's a long history in our country of doing this very thing. And that's what caused these swamp creatures to get so nasty and start doing what they were doing. They're scared. They're scared to death at what's coming. But the Lord says, don't forget the children. It's all about the children. God is setting his high court. He's setting his courts for this military tribunal. And it's all about the children. The most precious, the most innocent thing on this earth are our children. Just think about just abortion alone. There's, how many is it? Is it 60 million? Is that wrong? Or is it 6 million? 60 million babies aborted. These are just the ones that are aborted. This is not even talking about the babies and children that are being kidnapped and all these things happen to them. I don't know how many millions of children have disappeared every year from the United States. What do you think's happened to these children? It's this. Our president saw it's an epidemic. And it was a threat to national security. That's why the executive order. The Lord said, don't forget. We can pray a lot of things and a lot of reasons and pray about a lot of things concerning this. But the biggest thing, the Lord said, it's the children. What does it say about those, if you give a drink of water to one of my little ones? Or if you come against one of my little ones, you'd be better to put a millstone around your neck, be thrown into the sea. Okay. God is sitting in his high court, and he is bringing forth justice. This is the era that Amber gave me a scripture one morning a few weeks ago, and I don't remember where it is right now, but it was, justice shall rain down like water, and what was the other part of it? Justice shall rain down like water.
Amos.
Amos.
I don't remember first, though.
Justice. Oh, is it truth?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Shall rain like a mighty stream. Justice shall rain down like water, and righteousness as a mighty stream. And even Q said in few posts back, we have moved into the justice phase. We thought it was meant arrest, that justice is coming. But what he was talking about was getting our justice system in line to handle now over 57,000 sealed indictments. Mm-hmm. This week, our attorney general was unrecused and now sworn in to be the what they call the silent executioner. He's the one that's gotten all these indictments together. So they're fixing to go to work with Judge Kavanaugh coming into place. In Samuel, 1 Samuel 1 and 2, it's the story of Hannah and about Samuel being born. How Hannah interceded before the Lord and the prophet Samuel was born, and he was a great prophet. And I told you about, I forget his name, Charlie Shamp, I believe it's his name. It was a prophet that I said that the Lord had spoken to him about God was raising up a Samuel and a Daniel. Well, I came across some information that was very, very interesting because I thought, a Daniel, Lord, how does that, you know, how does that calculate? But I came across this information. I thought it was really cool. Samuel Williston was born 1861, died 1963. He was an American lawyer and law professor who authored an influential treatise on contracts. So he's kind of considered an expert in this field, and so they named speakers like at Harvard to be the lecturer of the Williston, Samuel Williston. And it just so happened that Brett Kavanaugh was the 2019 one that was elected to be the lecturer of Samuel Williston, which is quite an honor. And so there's where the Samuel comes in. God's raising up a Samuel. Now, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to do that because now he's a Supreme Court justice, so he had to say, I can't commit to that because of that. But I just thought that was kind of cool that, you know, the Lord knows what he's doing. It was interesting, some of the stuff about the kind of contracts and stuff that he knew about, but I'm sure that the, you know, what I read here, it's going to be very, very helpful in him helping President Trump drain the swamp. This is what caused all the problem, because they knew about this man and they knew what he was going to do and what he's going to do, and so it caused them to get all up in the air about everything and try to last ditch effort to try to, you know, to get back in power, which won't happen. They're already screaming impeachment of Kavanaugh. If they get back in the midterm, which they won't. It says, Harvard community in uproar over Brett Kavanaugh before teaching gig set to start. So a lot of the students and a lot of the colleges, you know, they've got that false narrative that they've bought and they think totally wrong about things. And so I don't think Harvard himself, they themselves came out against Kavanaugh, the leaders of that, but it was just some of the students were glad he was not going to be speaking because they thought, you know, believed the lie and the stuff that the woman said about the sexual harassment and things. But anyway, we need to continue to pray for Justice Kavanaugh because he's just entered the swamp. He's just in the doorway. And like I had last week about the other justice, I've had it again about that. I personally feel like, you know, what I said, the Lord is not going to allow justices on the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, to be walking unjustly and be unrighteous in any way. I know that last night at the Trump rally, the reason I like to watch it is because he says things, and when he says things, it means something else, because you learn Q's comms and you understand he's speaking something. He said he gave reference last night to appointing 3 to 4 justices. Well, he's already appointed 2, and we've had 1 step down. Mark Taylor said he thought it would be a total of 5, and 2 would step down from embarrassment. Now, I don't know if Kennedy was one of those. We may never know. They may step down. We don't know why. But, and we know about the Deborah coming. So that'll be the 3rd one. So we're looking at some exciting things ahead as things get rolling. I don't know when the next one. But you can see what the devil did. He's trying to stop people from pursuing worthy, righteous, justice, offices, to think, well, if I got to go through that, what I went through, why would I want to even go there? But his wife was having people pray Psalms 40, and it's about vindication. And we're seeing vindication. And we need to continue to pray for the court. God's rearranging the court. He is going to have the right people in that court to do just exactly what he needs done to make America great again. Put God back in his rightful place in this nation. Last night at the rally, I told Danny I had never seen this, even at a Trump rally last night. They had a minister come out, and he prayed a prayer in Jesus' name, and they did the Pledge of Allegiance. They blessed the leaders, and they sang the national anthem. Everybody stood up. Everybody put their hand on their heart. So I'm thinking, this may be a new thing. Like I said last night, I even started to see already the change in the atmosphere because of this decision. They said it's been 70 years since we haven't been ruled by a liberal court in this land. But the thing about it, this will set this president's for 50 years. They say 50 years or maybe even beyond that. You know, we put it with abortion since, what, 71? So there's a big opportunity for a lot of things that we've been speaking over and believing for a long time changing in the very near future. So I'm encouraged, and I encourage you, though, to pray for the court. This one that's going to step down, like I said, I don't know if it'll be known or anything will be said, but when they step down, I'll know it. So, okay.